This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Genomics has become an important part of the livestock industry. Knowing the genome of your animals means you can more precisely select for desirable traits, including traits for reproductive efficiency. Reproductive efficiency is an important trait for a cow-calf operation to be economical. Females usually inherit an X chromosome from each parent, and males typically inherit an X and a Y chromosome. A USDA Agricultural Research Service study tested around 6,400 females from cattle herds in Colorado, Florida, and Nebraska, and genotyped the animals using DNA pooling, a genetic screening method that combines the DNA from individual animals into one pool. In the study, fragments of the male Y chromosome were found in the pool of DNA from non-pregnant animals. Through an additional test, the polymerase chain reaction, researchers found 25% of females with low reproductive efficiency in the Florida population had at least one significant chromosome Y genetic marker. None of the highly reproductive animals had these markers. This indicates females weren't getting pregnant because they carried segments of the Y chromosome. Just one more example of how genomic testing may be changing some breeding practices. Monday saw some drops in the grain markets. I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, to find out what we're seeing. He also touches on the severeness of the damage to the winter wheat crop.
Well, it's a roller coaster ride once again in the grain and oilseed markets. We started off with big losses on Monday, and I think that's reflective of the changing sentiment that we're seeing in Chicago right now, and really in the commodity sector as a whole, as money is pouring out of the commodities. Generally, we've seen support in the equities and weakness in the commodities as a whole. For the grain and oilseeds, the traders say, yes, the corn crop is going in slower than normal. But that's okay yet. It's still mid to late April, and there's plenty of time, and we know how the farmers can plant 40-45% of the crop in 1 week's time. That's their sentiment right now. As for the soybeans probably have the strongest old crop fundamentals of the grain commodity group, but with export news now shifting south of the equator, even though those fundamentals are still strong, it doesn't make the regular news. It's difficult to keep that a focus of the traders. And so this is a market that's taking a pause right now and kind of consolidating to see if it can go higher or not. When we look at wheat, we've got major problems in the hard red winter wheat belt with the freezes last week starting to become apparent on top of drought and winter kill problems that we had. The wheat quality tour of the hard red winter wheat belt will take place next week. But for now, traders are very skeptical, thinking we've heard of problems before. It always turned out to be okay. We think it'll probably be okay again this year as well. So while we're getting a turnaround Tuesday bounce, sentiment remains bearish in the wheat pit.
And it was kind of expected from the harsh weather that we had this winter that wheat would be on the downside. But do you think it's turning out worse than what we anticipated?
Well, I think it really is. And, of course, the joke in the wheat country is wheat has nine lives. You can kill it many times and still come back with a good crop. And so that breeds a natural skepticism when problems are reported about the crop. But as I drive through the country and look at the wheat crop in the plains and across some of the major production areas, it's probably as bad as I've seen in the last 18 to 20 years, and we're starting to run out of time to be able to turn things around. Expectations over the week, holiday weekend were that we would see 70%, maybe 75% coverage of a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain with locally heavier amounts. Coverage was only half of that area, and overall they missed the best rains missed the driest areas. So we're continuing to see deterioration in the crop.
So what does a small wheat crop this year mean for our farmers and also for the global sense of the wheat crop?
Well, the frustrating thing about wheat is it trades headlines more than it does fundamentals, unless or until supplies become so tight that the market has no choice, but it needs to ration demand and put the brakes on the demand side. So if we have a short U.S. crop, that doesn't necessarily mean we move to new highs in the wheat market unless or until we see problems in other parts of the world. It simply means that we tighten up the safety net so that the U.S. supplies aren't there to back up the rest of the world if we have problems elsewhere. It's too soon to know whether that's going to be the case. We have potential problems with dryness right now in parts of Ukraine and Russia, as well as Australia and in China. But it's still simply too soon to know if those are going to be significant enough problems put together with the U.S. short crop to demand higher prices.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Any parent can tell you that money doesn't grow on trees, but it can grow in an IRA. Country Financial Representative Wayne Schaefer suggests that you consider using your bonus check for just that, strengthening your financial status. Instead of buying another TV, invest in your future. To learn how to take advantage of this opportunity, contact Country Representative Wayne Schaefer in Jerseyville at 498-5800. Insurance products issued by Country Investors Life Insurance Company.
You only get one chance to leave your mark on the land you love. Your farm is your life. The choices you make, the seed you plant, will all affect the legacy you pass down to future generations. So choose a brand with a legacy all their own, FS High Soy. The first proprietary soybean brand, High Soy, has been a part of the land for nearly 50 years, so no one knows the territory better. So grow proud and pass it on. Talk to your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company, powered by Green Plan Solutions. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Outdoor play really burns up the calories, and you'll want to be sure the snacks and treats you serve your children are high in nutrition. That's why when they say they're thirsty, you'll want to pour big glasses of ice-cold Prairie Farms milk or Prairie Farms chocolate milk. For Calorie Counter, Prairie Farms 2% or skim milk. And here's another surefire warm weather thirst quencher, 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer owned. If fuel prices are costing you a small fortune, Area Diesel Service can help with five new Agricultural Diesel Solutions modules. Now over 400 applications can get up to 35% more horsepower. And these performance modules aren't just for combines. There are modules for light and medium-duty trucks. Truck Edition modules will give your Powerstroke, Cummins, Duramax, Dodge, Caterpillar, and International pickups and work trucks increased horsepower and up to 3 more miles per gallon. Call 800-637-2658 or go to areadieselstore.com for more details.
Jersey County Grain asks farmers to confirm that the seeds they intend to plant are approved for all major export markets, including China. If not, Jersey County Grain encourages you to check with your seed reps to see if your order can be exchanged for seed that is approved for global use. Jersey County Grain will not be accepting any grain that contains certain trait stacks. Get grain quotes for Jerseyville or Hardin at jerseycountygrain.com or get daily grain bids by email or text message. See Jersey County Grain for details.
And now time for your weekly Illinois crop and weather report. Warmer temperatures and a drier week allowed farmers to move forward with field work this past week. Temperatures averaged 6.7 degrees below normal, and rainfall averaged 0.64 inches across the state, 0.32 inches below normal. Farmers had 3.7 days suitable for field work and busied themselves with anhydrous applications and tillage. Topsoil moisture supplies were rated at 1% very short, 10% short, 78% adequate, and 11% surplus. Subsoil moisture supplies were rated at 5% very short, 24% short, 65% adequate, and 6% surplus. Corn planting reached 5% complete, up from 1% last year, but well behind the five-year average of 22% complete. Winter wheat was rated 60% in good to excellent condition. It looks like farmers in the U.S. will be planting about 81.5 million acres of soybeans this spring, or at least that was the case in early March when USDA did their planting intentions report. That's a 5 million acre increase over last year, and for a good reason, as the price in soybeans is higher this year. Since it is also a relatively cheap crop to produce, the prospects are interesting given the fundamental groundwork. Last year, the world raised back-to-back record-sized soybean crops, one in South America and one in North America. It also used 40% more soybeans than it did just 10 years ago, says University of Illinois ag economist Daryl Good.
Much of that growth has occurred in China. While it may not be reasonable to expect Chinese consumption to continue to grow at the pace of the past 10 years, there is no sign of a reversal in that consumption. In addition, the U.S. should continue to have a large share of exports to China, even with another large South American crop in 2015.
Domestically, Darrell Good says strong demand from the livestock sector and for biodiesel will keep using up bushels of soybeans.
Under these assumptions of reasonable prices, large South American production, and slower but continued growth in world soybean consumption, consumption of U.S. and imported soybeans should be at least as large as during the current marketing year. With stocks of soybeans at the start of the 2014 marketing year at the projected level of 135 million bushels, with a 50 million bushel decline in marketing year imports, and with a more comfortable level of year-ending stocks near 185 million bushels, the 2014 U.S. soybean crop would have to be near 3.4 billion bushels to accommodate consumption of 3.36 billion bushels.
A trend yield value for soybeans of 44.2 bushels to the acre would require U.S. farmers to harvest about 76.8 million acres to meet the demand. Normally, that would require a planted acreage figure of about 77.8 million acres. Again, U.S. farmers have said they expect to sow 81.5 million acres of soybeans.
It could be argued that projection of marketing year consumption used here is too conservative. If use is 100 million bushels larger, planted acreage would need to be near 80.1 million. Additionally, the market may need to encourage even more acreage to reflect the risk of an average yield below trend value. Consumption of 3.46 billion bushels and a yield of 43 bushels per acre, for example, would require planted acreage near 81.3 million acres.
That number is pretty close to what farmers are saying. The commodity markets still have some time to adjust, but the point of the story is Darrell Good thinks there is little need for the market to buy soybean acres for this growing season. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.